Scissors remove layers of clothing. Bodies writhe with sexual energy. Guitars beat out a percussive beat or chirp quietly in the background. This is the world of the Redback Spider as depicted in Red, a debut short film written and directed by Archibald-winning artist Del Catherine Barton. Lee Robb is curator of contemporary art at the Art Gallery of South Australia, where Red is premiering as part of the Adelaide Festival. She spoke with me about the artwork and her approach to making a space to take audience in to the intriguing and extraordinary world of the Redback Spider.
Inspired by the really unusual mating rituals of the redback spiders. When the male and female copulate, immediately afterwards, the male offers himself up to the female to be devoured. So it's an act of sexual cannibalism, but it's also what guarantees the paternity of the spiderlings, of the offspring, to that male spider. Initially, it was going to just be focusing on macro footage of real redback spiders, and she had the opportunity to also work with actors and tell a double story. So she has the leading lady, the extraordinary Cate Blanchett as the mother, Alex Russell, an Australian actor, as the father. The daughter is actually played by Arella Platter, who is Del Catherine Barton's daughter. And then there's an incredible moment of, you know, pure sexual energy, which is embodied in quite an extraordinary dance by Charmaine Yap, who is one of the principal dancers from the Sydney Dance Company. We always knew it was going to be one of those game-changing films, and yeah, I'd describe it as, genre bending. It really wrestles with gender roles. It's quite confronting. The level of production and special effects is extraordinary. So to see something that really straddles cinema, visual art, painting, and even music videos is something that, you know, it sits between all of those spaces. So I think if you were to see it in a film festival, you would have a different response to what happens when you see it in the gallery. So given that the Art Gallery of South Australia has premiered it in Australia, it means that, yeah, we're seeing people's reaction for the first time, and I think it has divided opinions. People are, you know, totally taken by it and confronted, and you know, we're seeing really different generations of visitors coming through, a lot of female viewers of different ages and different generations. It really sort of stands out as a very bold work about not just female power, but also female domination, but the complexities of those gender roles. This work has been 3 years in the making. You know, it's really an incredibly sophisticated and very high-end production work, and you can see that from the fact that Del Catherine Barton has worked with some of the most talented creatives in Australia. So, you know, it's really exciting because you're invested and you're going with the artist on that journey. I don't think you could anticipate the intensity of that work, you know? I mean, the one thing is that you really do need to see it in situ on the big screen, and we've created really a cinematic space for it. It's 7.5 metres wide, the screen dimensions. It's 5.1 sound, which means it's quite a complex sound, and it's also very loud, and it is meant to be visceral. You're meant to be inside that, and so you really are enveloped by both the sound and the vision. When we were testing the sound and testing the projections, every time we'd come out, we'd have to, like, take a deep breath. You know, it was really something that is very visceral and actually physically affects you. The key responsibility when you're curating contemporary artworks and working with artists is your role is to channel their vision and to help realise it in terms of the exhibition design and the atmosphere and the environment. So, you know, we work through that very carefully, including simple things like putting down a carpet, which creates, you know, a softer feeling underfoot. It changes the atmosphere. The lighting is, of course, you know, highly calibrated. The sound is very carefully calibrated, and then you have to make sure that you're using the best possible equipment and projectors to be able to present a high definition film as it should be seen. They seem like really simple things, but to make it all work in perfect harmony and in sync, it makes a difference between an artist being really happy with how their work is being shown and representing it in the best way possible.
Lee Robb, curator of contemporary art at the Art Gallery of South Australia. Red is showing now, but officially launches on Friday, 3rd of March. More information is available on the Wire's website.